For Kitchen Window, I'm Bonnie Wolf. When NPR's Elizabeth Tannen was growing up, her father often baked chocolate madeleines for her and her friends. She has written about it for Kitchen Window Online and joins me today in the studio. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Bonnie.
So in the piece you did for Kitchen Window, you talked about being 8 or 9 and your dad would make madeleines for you to take into school.
Yeah, it was like the highlight of this event when I was in 3rd and 4th grade. I had a wonderful teacher who held these writing workshops every day. She had just sort of discovered writing herself, I think, and imposed this very disciplined but really wonderful workshop program onto us. And so the celebration of our work was in the form of these publishing parties, which would happen a few times a year, where we'd read these stories that we'd, you know, quote, published and bound and watercolored and all that. And I don't remember terribly much about the parties, but I do remember that the madeleines were always a highlight. My dad, for some reason, would always make madeleines for those parties.
Why did your father settle on madeleines?
Well, you know, I never asked him as a kid, as I say in the piece. It was just something that he, you know, getting kids take a lot of things, especially desserts, for granted.
I mean, it's pretty exotic.
Right. Well, I had no idea at the time that there was anything exotic about it. But when I asked him, when I was writing the piece, he just said that he had come across the recipe, he thinks, in an airline magazine when he was flying someplace. He had never made the lemon almond kind, which is the traditional kind, I later learned. It's not that he was bored with that. They didn't interest him in the chocolate, he thought was interesting. And so he started making them, and he said that he thought that they seemed like finger food, but elegant, and that would be an appropriate thing for kids of that age, I guess.
What a good dad.
Yeah, he's a very good dad, yes, and a very good baker.
How did he start baking?
It was actually when his first wife, who died of cancer, was ill. I think that, you know, it was obviously very difficult. He had 3 young boys at the time, and they were all spending a lot of time in the hospital. And he's told me that something that helped him cope with that was baking. As I mentioned in the piece, he's very diligent about his hobbies. And so for a long time, he was very into photography. And lately, he's been very into wine. And he gets very sort of obsessive about things, which is something that I admire. It's not a quality that I have. Anyhow, so the baking was a release for him. And I think he did it in sort of an extreme way for a long time, and it subsided since then, but he still does bake.
And when did you learn of the madeleine's place in literary importance in Proust, that it opened the floodgates of Proust's memory?
You know, I actually have a specific memory about that. I was a history major in college, and I think it was the first day of a European history class, and my professor passed around a New Yorker cartoon that was a picture of Proust eating a madeleine, and I think he passed the cartoon around and was looking for one of us to offer some sort of explanation. And Proust wasn't identified, I guess, in the cartoon. And so it was passed around, and then it was the last kid who was sort of the genius of the class that actually knew the story and knew that it was Proust, because, you know, he was there with a cup of tea and a madeleine.
Have you read Remembrance of Things Past?
No, I sort of, you know, maybe it's a little silly, but I feel a sort of personal claim to my own madeleine nostalgia, and so I sort of refuse to have anything to do with Proust's story. Maybe I'll read it eventually.
You said your dad also baked wedding cakes for family wedding cakes?
Yes, he baked my parents' wedding cake when they got married, and then I have 3 brothers, 2 of whom have been married, and he baked those wedding cakes. And he also baked the wedding cake for my mother's best friend, but I think that was such an ordeal that he vowed after that he was only going to bake wedding cakes for his children.
Were these big weddings?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they were quite... I remember... But, you know, every night he would bake a sort of test cake, a test layer, and we would sample.
Is he still baking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not, you know, I think he went through a phase of baking constantly. You know, I mean, he actually at one point attempted to make a little bit of a business out of baking breads and pastries. Now he basically just does it for special occasions. But he always, you know, there's an expectation that if it's a holiday or the family is together, then my father will bake. And he never can just bake one thing. He's got to bake several desserts.
Well, he sounds like an excellent father, and I hope he has a wonderful Father's Day.
I hope so, too. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're welcome, Bonnie. Thank you.